Aim at heaven, and you will get earth thrown in. Aim at earth, and you will get neither. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, another memorable quote there from the pen of C.S. Lewis from the third section of his timeless classic, Mere Christianity.
John, I've used this quote a number of times, as have many others, and Lewis reconnected what it means to live an earthly life from a heavenly perspective. This is no prosperity gospel. Read Lewis on the problem of pain to realize he knew committing your life to Christ is the narrow path, one where you will count the cost. But his autobiography summed up his overwhelming sentiment. It's called Surprised by Joy.
As an atheist in his younger years, he could remember that when it comes to hope, a godless outlook on life has nothing to offer.
And the Christian gospel offers hope in a world without hope. Every follower of Jesus is welcomed into the family of God. They start a relationship with the living God today that lasts for eternity. However, those who have a home in heaven don't forget about their place in this world. Those who look forward to eternity don't forget about their responsibility.
Which is why many of the world changers looked at life from a Christian worldview.
Think of someone like William Wilberforce, a Christian whose faith inspired him to join the fight to abolish slavery. As G.K. Chesterton said, one needs to hate the world enough to change it, yet love it enough to think it worth changing. Now, yeah. Christians don't love the world, but we're called to love people in the world.
Yeah.
We'll never fix this broken planet, but we ought to respect and care for God's creation. However, in the end, C.S. Lewis reminds us, this world will never satisfy because we were made ultimately for another world.
And that other world is explained beautifully in a jigsaw guide to the meaning of life. Check it out at reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.